For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Well, big show planned. We get deep into Monterey and the run groups and some of the cool cars in my run groups and some of the cool drivers and the Interscope 935.
Yeah. Oh, big group.
Big group. Talk about a lot of fun stuff coming up over the weekend. First, Continental OE Technology Series. You can find weird things in your car. Sure. People found petrified French fries and crayons and one of them you could eat. Bizarre trinkets, stuff that makes you wonder about folks. But you'll also find Continental belts. Bet you didn't know there are OE on millions of Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, BMW, VW, and GM vehicles. Continental is launching the aftermarket multi-V-belt with OE pedigree. It's their OE technology series. So,
yeah. These are the serpentine belts. Every car's got it now.
That's serpentine belt. How I run to the mailbox every morning. Serpentine. A lot of crazies out there. Fanatically engineered for a perfect fit from the function and form. 98% of vehicles on the road in the U.S. and Canada are using these bad boys. So good enough for you. Continental OE Technology Series. Multi-V belt. The belt with the OE pedigree. Get the full story at OETechnologyseries.com. Get it on. Got to get on. The truth, but going to mend it. Get it on. And welcome to CarCast, Matt Pearl. It's Matt, the moderator, DeAndre over there.
Hello.
Woo.
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right, yeah.
We got to go.
We're trying to get to Laguna Seca. This is the big car weekend. We got the 935 out there. Hopefully, we have our suspension situation taken care of. We've worked out a few other things. It's going to be big. I assume because it gets a little bigger every year, this year's no different.
I can't imagine what the numbers are going to come in at. I don't think, you know, there are all these events that go on during the week. They're all sort of limited what you can get into. But the track just seems to be kind of open the whole time. You can buy tickets. So, you know, it could be 80,000, then it goes to 85,000, then 90,000. And it wouldn't surprise me if there's over 100,000 people over the course of the weekend, the big weekend.
Yeah, we have so much. And the track, I'll go off of memory. And we don't need the exact time because you guys can figure it out. But my run group is like, as you hear Friday, we go off at like 10:40 or 10:35 or 10:25 or somewhere like. And the reason I'm rounding out is you shouldn't be trying to cut it within 5 minutes.
Right.
If you want to come say hi at 11 o'clock, or if you want to go watch a race, be where you need to be at 10:15 and check some tweets.
Besides, you're not going to miss anything. You're going to see other cool stuff going on.
You're not going to miss anything. And then Saturday it's 10:35, and then 3:50 is the race. They're both races. One's just kind of called the feature race or something. I don't know.
The Bonham Cup, I think, is the Bonham Cup.
So, but technically, is the qualifying Friday morning?
Everything is qualifying. They don't say it's qualifying. They call it practice, but it's qualifying. Everything is qualifying.
Yeah.
You get a number, and you'll get lined up. Now, when you go out on Thursday, that's the first time that's the only time they let you just scatter shot however you show up.
Yeah.
You go out onto the track.
Right, on Thursday.
After that, they're going to start looking at times. Or after that, they're going to start lining you up by times.
Right.
And, you know, my sincere hope is Mike Group 5, A5. I don't know why it says, well, yeah.
5A?
5A, whatever. People can do the math. It's a lot of 935s and Decon Monzas and RSR stuff and turbo this and turbo that and, you know, Greenwood Corvettes and that kind of stuff. So it's a bunch of guys who want to go fast. Like,
yeah.
You don't drive. You ever see one of those Greenwood Corvettes, like a 79 Greenwood Corvette?
Right.
It's scary when you stand next to it. And if anyone ever starts one of those big block Corvettes and you're just standing next to it, you're going to jump, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's a scary car, a Greenwood Corvette. It's a big engine and big slicks and big pipes and big everything. And the guy who's attracted to that car, as a matter of fact, I'm looking down at my run sheet and Eric Rodier, I guess, owns two Greenwood Corvettes, but he's got Jim Appla and John Jordan Taylor to drive. So now here's what you got. You have a crazy car, right? And then you've hired two mercenaries to drive your crazy car, right?
Yeah.
Now, these are ostensibly are not family members or neighbors. This is a guy named Eric who owns two Greenwood Corvettes, a 76 and a 79. He's deemed it probably too much car for him to drive, but he's given it to two guys who haven't.
Right.
And so that car will be trying to go fast,
yes,
around that track, yeah, and which is fine. Everyone should want to go fast.
If you're the car owner, you get the ringers. You don't show up with the amateur going, hey, you should give this a shot.
Right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So everyone who's got somebody driving their car is somebody who's the person who's driving their car. Well, we just talked to Patrick Long, you know, Porsche factory driver. He says he's driving six cars over the weekend. So you put Patrick Long in your 935 and you let him drive it.
Right.
And then he goes fast. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not Patrick Long. Now, the point is, I don't mind people out driving their car. What I do mind is when we can't get through practice without being red flagged.
Right.
So what I want to do is go out, get a little heat going in the car, in the engine, and get a little heat going in the tires. Get a kind of two laps, three laps at six, seven tenths. And then I want to try to get to the fourth or fifth lap and see if I can put a time down that's going to be respectable to get me into the middle or first third of the back of the first third of the 50 cars that are out there when we go out on Friday.
Yeah.
The problem is, you go out and guy in Greenwood Corvette and guy in Decon Monza get into it on the second lap.
Right. They don't have the same practice strategy that you have.
Well, I don't know why we're not doing anything. Yeah. There's no, we're not racing. They're racing each other, which is fine, but get a little clean air and see if you can lay down a good time.
Yeah. I bet every one of these guys goes out there going, oh, it's just practice. I'm 60, 70%. And 90% of those guys, 99% of those guys, three laps in, they're just going full bore.
Well, the funny thing,
you know what's at 70% is their competitive attitude. They're like, oh, I'm just driving.
Well, the thing about it is, on Thursday, you have to just lay down a decent time so you can be lined up in a decent order on Friday morning without a bunch of slow guys in front of you.
Yeah.
Now, if you break on Thursday, then you're going to end up in the back. Mm-hmm. But if we black flag the race, two laps in. I don't know if you've been able to lay down a time yet.
Yeah,
you've not.
The odor is going to be all up whack.
You haven't put any heat in your tires yet.
And,
so,
it hasn't given a chance for the run group to settle, like settle in the order that you're talking about. You know, where the fast guys work their way to the front and there's no settling. So then it becomes kind of a mess.
So usually these guys just go out there and I get in 2.5 laps and then they bring everyone in and then they yell at everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of saying to those guys, could we look, if your tires are cold and you skid off the track, God bless you. But I mean, if you're getting into it with another guy on Thursday, please, please, let's just think of the children. You know what I mean? Here's an interesting thing as I'm looking at my 5A run group. We know the guy who bought WeatherTech, the guy who owns WeatherTech, who bought the track, who is now, it's the WeatherTech Laguna Seca Raceway. We know that guy is the guy who allegedly paid about $80 million for a Ferrari GTO, right?
Yeah. And then didn't he just like drive it and park it in front of the hotel, Portola?
Something like that. Well, I don't think he bought it at auction, but he did.
No, but he bought it and then brought it like the next year and just drove it around.
That dude who we should be looking for. Tom, I'm going to kiss some ass.
Yeah. I love WeatherTech.
At the bottom of the of our run group, it says group and it says 5A, and then it says entrant, and it says LLC WeatherTech Racing, and then next to it says 1980 Porsche 935, and then it says Cooper McNeil. So
yeah,
this WeatherTech guy may have bought a 935 as well.
Yeah.
And then
that's the guy. That's the main guy.
Cooper McNeil?
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, it's weird that
Chris
his name.
Chris could probably look it up. I see if Cooper sounds, McNeil is the
it
main.
Sounds,
no, well, you're thinking David McNeil.
David
McNeil.
See.
Oh, is his son driving it?
Because could be Cooper, grandpa.
It's spelled the same way, so who knows? I'm looking.
Oh. Yeah, it's a little fishing around.
Remember when your dad bought you that? Oh, did he get you RSR or 935?
Yeah, oh, I got the not the 935. That's too. Dad bought me an RSR.
Yeah, I got screwed. My dad got me the 924 Club car. I mean, it was quick, but it wasn't 935 quick. But anyway, he bought it for me. He pulled his GTO out in front of the club, and then I drove it over at the track that he put our company name on. Yeah, sorry.
Who is he? Yeah, Cooper's his son.
Cooper's the son.
Is his son into race? Well, you got to be able to into some kind of racing, otherwise you wouldn't drive that car.
His son's Wikipedia is Cooper McNeil is an American-born race car driver.
Is he like 24 or is he 50?
See,
he's 26.
This is another one of those things. See, get a fast car, put a fast kid in it who's a professional racer, and one more 935 in front of me. see if he's turned that track in that car. I'm curious what 935 it is, because you know it's not like it's the WeatherTech 935. You got to find a 935 and put something on.
1980.
Thank you. That narrows it down to all 935s.
I mean, because you're...
It doesn't say 935K. Interesting. All right. Let me... You can look that up. Anyway,
we're... He's in 24 Hours of Le Mans and Sebring as well.
All right. Slow poke. I'm going to have to be... Should I flash in my high beams when I'm trying to get by?
Get out of the way.
I'm sure...
Formats are weighing you down.
I'm sure that car's been prepped nicely for the track dad owns. So that guy will be moving pretty good.
Well, maybe dad just sponsors the track for 10 years.
I want to find that car. Be curious to see that car. Now,
Bill Warner's in the run group with his TR8.
I love that car. It's a fun car.
Yeah, we like Bill.
All right, so you guys can go out to the track, go find us. I don't know where we are yet, but we're there. And I've given you the run times. You can come on out to the theater, the Golden State Theater. That'll be tomorrow night. That's Saturday night. Matt will be there.
Yeah,
I think Chris Morgan's going to come by from Fast and Furious fame. Adam Ray's going to be there pulling the balls and doing some stand-up. First, I'll tell you about Manscaped. That's right. Support for CarCast comes from Manscaped. Number one in men's below-the-belt grooming, precision-engineered tool for the family jewels, everybody. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past, because back in the day, there's a little touch and go down there back in the day. To be very careful. Manscaped redesigned the electric trimmer. Their lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin safe technology.
I use it. I do a little grooming.
yeah, that's what you
for
do
for everyone. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, do the grooming. Not so much. I mean, there's the visual part of the grooming, but there's also the keep in the funkify.
Yeah.
Part of grooming down there. So no nicks, no snags on the nut sacks. Don't use the same trimmer you use on your face. Yeah, think about it. That's be like using the toilet paper after you're done to blow your nose. We're not into that. That's nasty. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code CARCAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped.com.
I'm cruising through the list.
Code CARCAST. Yeah.
Cruising through the list on this run group, and like six Decon Monzas in there, just a ton of Porsches, the RSRs, the 935s, a couple of, you know, a nice handful of the BMW CSLs. And, you know, we got a 240Z, we got a 280ZX in there. It's a good group. It's a pretty spread out group, but you can kind of run down the cars and just knowing the car, you'd be like, all right, we know who's running in the front. We know he's kind of in the middle. Who's kind of in the back of the pack. But I don't know. Is it just me, or is this always like the largest run group?
It feels like it. I mean, they pretty much cap the groups. You know, it's like they go, oh, we don't want more than 40 cars out there. And then they go, okay, 45. And like, oh, 50, so be it. You know? But that's a lot of cars.
And you're right, though, when you're talking about getting out there for the practice. Like, that Thursday, Friday is when all the cars are out. And then if one or two breaks or three or four doesn't make it or whatever, it's usually a few less in the group. But I don't know. Like, I think we were doing the math last year, and something like 48 cars entered, and then come race day, there was still like 47, 45 in the race. Like, almost everybody made it out there.
Yeah. I know. I think, I don't know. Why don't you count them? And I'll tell people about the racer. Max Zapata might be able to count them. I don't know if he has it in front of him.
I'm looking just by eyeballing the entire schedule. You guys are the second biggest group. The biggest one I'm seeing is Formula Ford Group 3B.
Really?
Yeah.
But to be fair, in the footprint of one of those Greenwood Corvettes or Decon Monza, you could fit 2.5 Formula Fords. You know what I mean? Like, those Formula Fords are narrow and thin. They're kind of cigar tubes, you know, which is good. It's like a angry hive of bees, you know? But
yeah. And I got 50 cars in this group.
That Greenwood Corvette, when you see that thing, it takes up a lot of room.
Oh, yeah. And the Monzas, the Decon Monzas, the big car. It seems like it got a lot of body work on it, kind of stretched out.
Right.
Like similar to the Corvettes. Big. Yeah. There's some big cars.
So they got more cars, but we got more volume for sure. Anyway.
Surface area.
We went out to the race simulator at Base 51. Did some one around Laguna Seca with Patrick Long, was nice enough to come by and give me some tips and some pointers over there about how to get around the track, because Patrick, well, he's a professional driver, and he's also a super nice guy.
He really is a good guy, and he went out of his way to shift his schedule around to come out there. Base 51, these guys that run it, they make the big simulators, and then they have this place, which is, you know, there's a bar and there's a restaurant, there's a bunch of gaming stations, simulator stations, and then they have sort of the back room where you can get the one-on-one instruction, and the guy can talk to you through the headphones and change the temperature of the room and intensity of the car and all kinds of cool stuff and different programs. You can go in there with an instructor for 4 hours or 8 hours and pay for that. You can do like he was saying there's like a subscription program. It's like going to the gym. You want to go in there once a week, once a month, get some seat time. It's a cool service.
You
cool
know
idea.
It's like some of those guys, I don't know the names because I'm not into golfing, but they have these golfing driving ranges
yeah.
where it's like you can go in there, hit a few buckets of balls, work on your wedge or work on your driver, work on your 9-iron or something, and then you just go have a few beers and have a Diablo sandwich and then go back out and hit another bucket of balls. Like, yeah. It's this part of this thing where it's like people want to practice their driving skills and heel toe, and they want to learn Road Atlanta or Laguna Seca, but then they want to go out and have a sandwich and a beer too, and they want to have to get in the car and leave. You know, they just kind of do everything under one roof.
Yeah,
and it's a cool vibe, it's a cool place, and you know, I would say to anybody who's thinking about going out and doing Sears Point or Sonoma or Finian or whatever the hell we're calling that track these days. that's a technical track. And like the first time I went there, I just went so slow. All I was doing is trying to learn the track. I wasn't even racing. I was just trying to figure out what was next.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of a waste of your time, you know, because you go out to race, but you don't really know the track that well. And the learning curve is steep, but everyone else is out there racing, and you're out there trying to figure out if you're turning right or left. And I would say hit that simulator.
Right,
You do 2 hours on that simulator, and now, look, whether you're working on technique or not, hit that simulator for 2 hours. You now know the track.
Right.
You can then go to the track and hit that apex and work on trail breaking whatever.
And now you're focusing on practice the driving on that track and a little less where the hell am I going. Mm-hmm. And I haven't driven on Sonoma, but I've been out there in a couple of different ride-alongs and stuff for the Ferrari Challenge guys. And there's a lot going on out there. And there's some bumpy areas and all kinds of stuff. So it's the simulator is definitely a huge help.
Yeah, agreed. Know? Our friend, I see in a 1973 Porsche 911 RSR with Albert Arciero, and I think, is that our maniac friend?
That's the guy.
Oh, no. Got to figure out a way to... Now, so what we got to do is lay down a decent, get in lap number 6 on Thursday, lay down a decent time and get a couple slots ahead of that guy so I don't have to deal with his crazy ass sawing away at the wheel.
Bobbing and weaving. Let me tell you guys about...
What is the WeatherTech 935? Which 935 is that?
What's Cooper McNeil's 935? Dan McNeil's 935?
We're not going to... If you show me a picture of a 935, I'm not going to go, I've never seen that car in my life. I'm going to go, oh, it's the Coca-Cola one.
Right.
Or something.
Momo or something.
Or even the Molly Lube or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Liquid Molly or whatever.
Tell you guys about Brembo. 60-0. That's kind of the number we need to be paying attention to, especially on race day, by the way. Mm-hmm. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Brembo, the world leader in braking systems, has now made replacing brake pads on your everyday vehicle even easier. For domestic, Asian, and European models, from subcompact cars to full-size pickups, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. You don't have to have Brembos on your car. Like, it doesn't need to come factory with Brembo brakes. But if you just want Brembo replacements, the brake pads, the rotors, you can put them on pretty much any car. Whether you have UV-coated disc brakes, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, go to BrembostoreUSA.com now.
Yeah. It used to be a big deal to retrofit those things onto your car. Yeah. Like, I'd try to get it on your M3 or something, and they're like, we got to make new brackets. We got to fabricate brackets and whatever. Now they have it all.
You can run your stock calipers and stuff. You just want to use their pads and their rotors.
Pads.
Just do it. Just go to BrembostoreUSA.com. And if you use CarCast10, you get 10% off your first purchase, and you guys can help achieve that 60-0 braking you deserve and expect from Brembo. So it's BrembostoreUSA.com, code CarCast10 for 10% off.
He's driving the Interscope car?
Interscope.
Wow. Interscope did a lot of 935s. You always know them because they're black with like a pink, orange, purpley stripe. They're mostly black. They always had either the number 0 or 00 or like 001. If you want to know, the biggest
car. I don't love the black one as much as
I think the Interscope car looks good. I think the Zero bumps you. You're not a sports guy, Matt.
Yeah?
Yeah. but Max Zapata, you're a sports guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. For basketball, doesn't bother me that much. And for baseball, doesn't bother me that much. But in football, when you get a bad number, it kind of screws your uniform up.
Like, yeah.
There's always the guard that gets number 69 and just always looks kind of stupid. There are numbers that just look stupid, like 63. Conversely, if you're number 9 or number 11, like, you look better in your uniform.
It's aesthetically pleasing, just the numbers, the lines. This one's just all clear.
Right.
So what is it? Does it need some symmetry? Or, like, if you have two numbers, they need, like, an equal amount of surface area?
Well,
like 81 is bad, right? Because it's an 8 and then a 1.
Well, there's okay, hold on. There's two facets here. There's an emotional compartment here, or part of
component.
It.
Component.
Component, sorry. There's emotional component, which is zero. You're a zero. You know what I mean? You're big, fat zero.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then there's a kind of, oh, I grew up and Lynn Swann was a great for the Steelers. They won Super Bowl. He wore 88. So 88's a cool number in my head.
Yeah.
You know, your favorite baller, LeBron James, you know, to all the kids. That's a cool number when they're playing their peewee basketball. They want to get LeBron James's number.
Okay,
you know, there's that. And then there's just also an aesthetic. And so, like, on a race car, you know, Newman's 88. Looks good. What is 88, isn't it?
33.
Turn to 88. You can change it. 33 looks good. 88 looks good. Like, those kinds of numbers look good.
Yeah.
Zero just looks weird.
Right.
And I think they just did it. A is probably a joke. And then B, no one else would put zero on their car. But it always looks a little funny to
on
me.
On the car, it doesn't really look like a number. It just looks like a giant letter, like
right.
a letter O. Like, is
right.
it an Oakley car? Like,
it's
what's
a
going on?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but they're fast.
Also, the zero is not in a meatball, because then it would just look like the Target symbol.
Right.
Like, you know, like the,
right.
like the Target store.
I had, but to be fair, the greatest bonding exchange and moment I've ever had with Lynette was not over the when the twins were born or when we bought our first house or anything like that. It's when she was watching the Untouchables. What was the Dr. Dre, Jimmy Iovine, they did that whole music series, and it wasn't the, it had a name, the Defiant Ones. It's always confusing because the Defiant Ones was a movie from like the 60s or a TV series from like the 60s. So it's always weird when they pick a name of something they already did one of.
Okay.
The Defiant Ones, Max Zapata, were a TV show from the 60s, like cop drama kind of thing, or a movie. I can't remember.
Why was Charles Bronson popping in my
head? It was
head?
Like, it was one of those kinds of movies, and it was a big release, you know? So it was like, they named their music, their rap music series, the Defiant Ones, which is weird because they already named that.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
She was, if everyone's sitting down, she was laying on top of the bed watching TV during the day, watching the Defiant Ones.
Oh, okay.
And I walked in, and it was like, so-and-so, producer from so-and-so, owned the record, owned Interscope, you know, records. And he also liked to race cars. And I went, hey, that's the Interscope 935.
Yeah.
I've raced with that car. And Lynette went, huh. And then I left the room. And that was like our greatest moment.
Oh, that
like,
was lovely.
Oh, man.
You were just on cloud nine for the rest
God.
Of the day.
The Defiant Ones, 1958, was a film.
Who was in it?
Trying to figure out what was it about.
See,
anyway.
Tony Curtis, Oscar-nominated Best Actor. Sidney Poitier?
Yeah.
Best Actor nomination as well.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
So no Charles Bronson, huh?
But the point is it's a movie.
He should have been in it.
It's a movie that was big enough where both the leads were nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah.
I'm saying pick a new title.
Okay.
All right. Castrol Edge.
Yeah.
Packed up that Castrol Edge and took it with us up north. You better believe it. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure, keep the metal parts from robbing and rubbing. Three times,
fool.
Stronger than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. It is the best. It is Castrol Edge, and Edge formula always exceeds the toughest industry standards, and they have a new and improved formula as well. Yeah. So let's get ourselves some full synthetic. Let's get Castrol Edge. We're driving the Lincoln Continental Black Label out there.
Lincoln Navigator.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my
Lincoln
bad.
Navigator.
Oh,
I know it's a Navigator. I literally...
Lincoln Navigator Black Label. This thing is...
I just went full Ron Burgundy there.
Yeah, you did.
I went full Ron Burgundy because nobody knows that's a Navigator more than... I'll put it this way. Nobody knows that's not a Continental more than this guy.
Yeah.
I've been picked up in 200,000 black Continentals from 200,000 airports. I went full Ron Burgundy. I just read...
Chris types in front of you. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Navigator. Yeah, that is nice. That's a nice piece.
Oh, man. This thing's... It's got the super, 30-way adjustable seats, heated and cooled... massaging seats. By the way, sound systems, 20 speakers. It's fantastic. I've been driving around for a couple of days, breaking it in.
Let me posit this thought.
Yeah.
Here's one of those. Here's how you know you're getting old. Couple ways. Somebody says, let's go swimming. Mm-hmm. And you go, all right, let me get my swim shirt, my floppy hat, my booties. You start getting dressed to go in the pool. Yeah. You used to get undressed to go in the pool. Woo, in my underwear. Now it's all right, let me get dressed. We'll go in the pool. That's one thing I've noticed in getting old. All right, well, let me gear up and then we'll go into the pool. The other one is starting to care more about the interior of the car than the exterior of the car. It used to be, look at that shape.
Oh,
it's a sexy lady, and then the interior sucked, but who cares? Look at those fenders and the swerves and the curves. The older I get, the more I'm like, I want the seats to have cooling and I want the sound system to be right. I want the ergonomics to work. I went from the exterior of the car every year that passed, I got a little closer to the interior. And now I'm all just inside the car.
I'll even go one step further. When you get into the technology, we're walking up the hill to the parking lot at the racetrack. And we're like, are we close enough to hit that remote start? Because I want the air going on before I even get there.
The seat's blowing cold air.
You can leave those seat coolers on. And by the time you get up there, you don't have to sit on the hot. And plus, this got the cream interior, so it's not super hot.
Yes.
Oh, it's perfect road trip car.
Perfect. Sonny has announced he's selling merch at the Golden State Theater after the show tomorrow night, by the way. I'm puzzled. I know you've brought it up. I've had a couple of people bring it up where they went, "Hey, your talk with Spike Ferriston." I always want to say Spike Ferrister.
It's Ferriston,
but it's Ferriston.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things that once in my brain. I don't know if you're this way. If I meet someone named Andrea.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, Andrea. And she goes, Andrea.
Yeah.
For the next 2,000 times I talk to her, I'll screw it up. Because right when I'm talking to her, I'll toggle back and forth and I'll pick the wrong one. In my head.
Okay. I'm a three-time, I got to hear it three times or get three introductions, then I'm good forever. But I kind of need that three.
Here's where I'm screwed up. I know it's Spike Ferriston.
Yeah.
But I then think right before I say it, you always get this wrong. Then I go and make myself wrong. So, Spike Ferriston, we're doing our talk. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but I've had a few people go, you're sold out. And it sold out first. It sold out before Leno's or Patrick Dempsey's. And I'm like, ooh, that's cool for a moment. And then my next thought is what's up? They're playing a bigger venue or theirs is at a time when everyone else is at the track or I'm trying to think of what the excuse is.
I mean, you don't really want to know.
I know there's something. Why wouldn't Leno's?
I mean,
why wouldn't both those guys sell out before me?
I have a pretty good idea, but
I want to hear it.
All right. Ticket prices.
Oh.
Ticket prices. They were charging like $85 for Leno or something like that. And half free.
And how much are we paying them to see me?
I don't know.
I want to know how much I can afford. Look, $12. I'm maxed out. Everybody comes in. So, my tickets are...
I don't know, $40, $35, something like that.
Ooh, they're selling tickets?
Yeah.
Who getting the money?
I don't know.
The hell?
That's the other thing I didn't want to bring up.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Who's getting the money? But actually, because we were talking and you made a good point. Well, I'm going to tell you guys about Geico, but you made a good point about why Rolex Historics, like this whole thing is a cash cow, right? Mm-hmm. Like why this is the greatest event in the world as far as business plans are concerned. But Geico, you know, we got to load up on a Geico because... huge road trip.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a to-do list. You've heard us say it before. You drop off your dry cleaning. You pick up some milk. Now you can save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can add that to your list. You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. You just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Go to geico.com.
Yeah, Dempsey's $85.
If
Dempsey,
he's worth $81.50
for Corolla. That we just put a plastic pumpkin in front with dollar bills in it, and you just reach in and get a handful before you walk.
That
into
guy
the
rings
theater.
The bell out front and yells donations. it's good.
Well, look, clarity. That's what I'm looking for. Max Pata, I'm looking for clarity on your people's side. I'm looking for clarity for myself.
Yeah. I was not going to mention any of this. I was just going to go through the whole thing.
Listen, look.
And then you got in your head on this.
People get pissed off at me. People get pissed off at me because I see them doing something they don't do. You know what I mean? Like, I see them, you come home and the guy's washing his car. It's like you've never seen him wash his car, and you've told him to wash his car like 30 times. Now he's washing his car, and you go, why are you washing your car? And he goes, nope, nothing. It was dirty. And you go, why are you washing your car? And he goes, I got a date tonight with Connie Francis. And you're like, okay, now, at least now I know.
Yeah.
So when somebody tweets me and says, hey, your show sold out and Dempsey's and Leno's haven't, momentarily, like when the guy's washing his car, momentarily I think, good, he's washing his car. But then I go, wait a minute.
It was like when Lynette was like, when you said Interscope 935, you're on cloud nine for like a moment.
For a moment, and then I come back to reality, which is no way. Something's different. Now, I didn't even think of the price. I thought of like the time. Like maybe mine is during a lull in the action, and theirs is during a big auction night, or everything's going off at the track, or whatever. How much was my ticket?
I don't know. They're not. It doesn't say because they're all sold out.
Because it's sold out. We'll never know.
How much? How big is the venue? Do we know?
I think the venues are all the same, though. I think they're all at the Spanish Bay, the inn at Spanish Bay. I think they're all the same room, and they cycled through them and whatever. Because I don't think there's, I don't think there's any two going on simultaneously. So they just keep doing that. Yeah.
All right, so come on out, find us, say hi, and then stay prepped. We're going to give you some stuff. I think, what do we put it up on? Pluto and Chassis and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and YouTube and...
Yeah,
you know,
we'll keep you guys caught up.
Is there a couple tickets left unprepared? So as you're listening to this tomorrow night, you can go?
Yeah. Come on out, say hi, we'll all be there. You did your work? All right, so till next time. It's Matt. Sorry, Adam, for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.